The ninth part of Brachos starts off in the Birch HaNisim, then goes to Birch HaGoymel. That's why we have the order of the Shulchan Aruch over here. We start off Birch HaNisim on Wednesday. Now we're doing Birch HaGoymel. The Makor, the one after the Dal brings down, the Memro, the Behuda Marav, the four people, Tzrichim Hoydos, Yodhe Yam, Hilchus Medborius, Mishu Chelov, and Srapo. Someone who was based in Syria, someone was in jail and got out. In the Makor, the Gemara brings down from everything the same, Parak and Tehillim and Parak of Zayin, the brings down a Pasuk, Yehidu L'Hashem M'chazdoi, give thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu with Chesed, the Floysa L'Tnei Odom. If you look up the Pasuk over there, and Betzim Tosha points out, the order of the Gemara is not like the order of the Pesukim. The Gemara says the order is first Yam, then Midbar, then Achilo, then Beis Yisurim. Mashenkin, look at the Pesukim, it says first the case of Midbar, then Yisurim, then the case of Achilo, and then a case of Yam. The question is why they switch the order around when you try to look up the Pesukim, the Shleiki Sidrum. So Taisha over here says, and Lord Taisha in Shabbos, that based on Nalef, it starts off that it really depends that the site of the Bishnaisim or the members of Betim, or the whatever is more Ruggel, what's more common. It's more common first to have the case of Yam, the Midbarius, and the case of Achilo, and the last thing to go to jail. Mashayin came, the pots discussing things that are dangerous. Sakono. In Sakono, first thing is Midbar, that's the most Sakono. Then the case of a jail, and the Chil and the Yam is the least of the case that's being dangerous. That's why you switch the orders over here. But that's in our order, what says in, by our bright, says what's more rugged, what's more common to happen. Now, the Simon, the Rishonim bring down, is a possible Chola Chaim Yeducha Selo. Chaim, the Ches stands for Chavish, Yud for Yam, the Sek Yud for Yasurim, the fourth for Midbar. I've gone around and asked people, V'chol HaChaim is a symbol. What does Chaim stand for? They have a hard time to know which one. Even though in the sugya, what Ches stands for, what Yud stands for. So it's an interesting symbol they're giving you a simen, and people have a hard time to remember what the simen is. Why each one stands for what? Who are you just remember the four? What's the point of giving you a simen over here for? Just remember, these are the four things over here. A case of basis serum, that's one of them. A chel is another. Yam, Midbar. So the Bach wants to say, you say it over here, that to be the Gemara is very interesting. The member of the Yehuda Bar Rav, it starts with the case of Yoreda Yam, someone who goes to the Yam. Don't say he came out. It says the case of Holchim Midbarius, someone goes to the Midbar. Don't say he came out. So he says, what's the Pasuk B'chol HaChaim telling you? When you get out, be matzah, like the last two cases in the Braisa. It says Chilo V'Nisrapo. Beis Yisurim V'Yitzai. Here also the first two, B'chol HaChaim V'Duchasela, when you get saved, you go to the Yam and come out of the Yam. Go to the midbar and you come out of the midbar. That's when you give shvach by to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the story of the simon over here. V'chol HaChaim V'Duchasela, once you get saved, this idea of this baruch over here is a shvach for that solo shavoy. Now, Pashas is Pasuk, even though it's a Tehillim, it's Divrei Kabbalah, it's a case of a Smachta Ba'alma. The Seid Shabbat, the Rosh, says it's nicht the concept of a Korban Torah. There's a Chavetz Chaim, a Sefer Tzipisu Yeshua. He says, with Mana Mikdosh, a person will be Mechayiv to bring a Korban Torah based upon these cases. Gamish Lodin. He says, since with Mana Zeh, we do not have the Korban Torah, we don't have the Beis HaMikdosh. Therefore, since we have the Seid of the Rosh, of the Shabbat Mokam Torah, we know, for example, a person does an Avera Chattis, the Shalom Parm Sustainu, you say the Korm Chattis. Therefore, it says the Chavetz Chaim, a person should say the same thing, the Parsha Toida, the same Indian. I mean, besides for saying the Baruch Shabbai, but since you have a din of Toida, the side of Toida over here, therefore, a person should say also the Parsha Toida, after the Shalom Parm Sustainu, Rav Strumbach says you say Mizmul Saida, you should say something also built upon this concept of Toida over here. Now, the first shaila in Birch HaGoymel is it a chiyuv or is it a rishus? That means, just like we set up Birch HaNisim, the shaila is it a chiyuv or a rishus? We came out, the Rosh says a chiyuv every single time, once every 30 days, even according to the Ravid, which you don't pass like. He said the first time is a case of a chiyuv. Is the Birch HaGoymel, is it a chiyuv or not? So if you read the Torah in Sif Gimel, he discussed over there about having 10. That means you read the Gemara, they're really the three points of the Gemara. The first stage of the Gemara is the Chiyuv L'Hoydos, four cases. Then the second stage of the Gemara, the second shlav, is the bracha to make. And the third shlav is in front of how many people? 10 people, 12 people, two rabbanon, part of it, not part of it. So in the shlav that we have this idea of 10 or 12 rabbanon over here, is that a chiyuv or not a chiyuv? So it speaks out the Torah, the fact that Abaye said, Tzorach, Asara, that we need Asara, Tzorach is the Loshem of only Lechadchilo, but the Yevd is Nam Akiv. Therefore, it says the Torah, Lechadchilo, we need 10. However, if you do not do 10, we might see Yoytz the Mitzvah. So the simple understanding of the Torah is that Avado, the idea of Berchsa Goymul, that's a Chiv. However, the idea of 10, that's only a case over here of Lechadchilo, not but the Yevd. Coming to Beis Yosef, he says, I don't understand. Tzorach, as far as I know, we know, Tzorach means you need to. Losh, you need to, is a chiyuv. In fact, the Beis Yosef, where in the world did you tour get an Abaye's Losh on Tzorach is a case of only lechatchila, not b'di'evet. Tzorach means a case of you need to. Even b'di'evet should be ma'akim. V'oyitz is a taz, I'll bring you a rayo. The member of Yehuda Morav says Tzorach lahoydos. The beginning of the Reish, the Gemara says Tzorach also. Tzorach lahoydos, and about it, there's a case of a chiyuv. And therefore, even though the Mechabit of Gimel brings down two shitas, if it's the case of 10 is ma'akiv, not ma'akiv, the Maaseh Taz says, the Pasha of the Sugi is, the Loshem Tzorach means the Chiyuv. It's ma'akiv, you have to go do the Brocho, and it has to be done in the front of case of 10. The Shaila, the Taz says, I'll bring you a Raya. Just like Abaye says Tzorach, and the case of Tzorach over there is 10. It's the same thing like Tzorach, like Lahoytis, and there's a Chiyuv. Therefore, it must be the case of Abaye, Tzorach is a Chiyuv. We said the case Tzorach Lahoytis is a Chiyuv. Your raya needs a raya. The Taz does not make too much sense. Taz says, I bring a raya tzorach is a chiyuv. For raya, we don't allow abba tzorach lohidus. Maybe that's rishus. Your raya itself needs a raya. Eich Lami, look at the Magar Brahma Zak Domo and discussing why is the Minig Noshim not to make a bracha. Says, you know why? Because the whole idea of a Birchzak Goymel is only rishus. It's a rishus. That means it comes out, first there are three shitas among the Gdala Paiskim. What's the level of chiv over here negeta goymul? We have the Torah and the Bach passes like that. The loch of a goymul is a chiv. 10 is nama akiv. That's lochad chilo. Asal Hashani, the Taz says, not the mechalik, aside the case of 10, aside the brochet, aside the in itself, is a chiv. Asal Hashlishi, the Maharam, man pumfakert, aside the idea of 10, aside the idea of the brochet itself, is the case of Rishos. That means you have a question over here. Is the locha of brocha a chiyuv or not? Is a shayla. The Magarvam says always rishus, and the other place can want to argue. Now the Magarvam says it's a case of rishus. Come on, the people go on the Magarvam. It says, "In Yedaya, where in the world do you get from the sugya?" The sugya says, "Abut shichem loydis." How in the world do you know it's a case of rishus? The pelon the Magarvam. The Ma'aseh, where do you get it from? The hork is losha of the brisa is tzarech. According to Torah, the word of tzarech means only you should. It's not ma'akiv. The Maaseh among the Paiskim, even though the Magar Avraham says the whole idea of a goymul is a rishos, I did not find that one place that could pass through like this Magar Avraham. The stimulus and the passion of the Paiskim is to go that the chiyuv is, that this idea of a goymul is a chiyuv mamish. Avon tzich lohidus, also tzarech passion means a chiyuv, like the Taz and the Torah over here, the chiyuv mamish over here. That means again, it comes out a question of one is a chiyuv or not. There's a Magar Avraham says a rishos. It would make newest heterim over here, and it must be easier to defend the minhag olam why newest people are makel. The ma'aseh, as far as I see, the pasha of place is the ma'aseh is a chiyuv gomer. Now, to go through the siman over here and siman rishi test, negeta gomel, but as we go through sif by sif, the olam I assume not finished it yet. We only spent 2 days upon it, and you saw the ma'amokim sheet. We finish it by Wednesday. So, Beshem, on Wednesday, we go through sip by sip what comes out on the simon. The Yetta today, just to focus really on the Hakdomo, the Magar Avraham. That means when everyone learns the simon over here, everyone always has two questions. The first question everyone is flying. First question. That's Beshem is the Yetta, Sif Zayn, Sif Tes, Sif Yud, whether it's Dal Daf, Dafko, Lav Dafko, what's Dichli Get of Sarkono. We'll leave that for next time. The second thing everyone is a Yeledes. What's the loch in the get? You led us to make a goymul, when to make a goymul, how to make a goymul. So the focus on this question, the get to a yeledes, and betzem the hakdomo of the Magar Avraham over here. The Magar Avraham starts off really the question, who is the one who's supposed to make the brach over here? There's two cases, one the get to ketanim, and the second case the get to noshim. So first, the case the get to ketanim, children, pashas a 10-year-old child, he got saved, who's a chayla, Nesrapo, does he make a bracha? So you can say, number one, he himself has a chiyuv vayda. Mitzad, he himself, he should make a bracha. But even if he has no chiyuv, mitzad is still give chinuch. He's 10 years old. We mechanech him to make the bracha. Two different reasons why he should make a bracha of a goybel. Ma'is namagavam, he quotes the Knesset Agdolo, he quotes Maram Min to the Tshuva, and says, as far as we see, the ma'is of the minik is not to. We don't. Why? What's the reason? Because the nusach of the bracha is, the Gemara has one nusach, but the nusach of the Rambam and the Rif and the Rosh, that's brought down by the Mechaber and Sif Beis, is Hagoymul L'chayovim Toivois. L'chayovim. What's the lashon of L'chayovim? L'chayovim means those who are guilty. Those are Rishoyim, those who deserve punishment. Im Kol Zeh, still Goymul Lehem Toivois. We're still going to give them good retribution. And you're saying in the bracha, even though you're rosh, you're guilty, still will give you, do good for you, still will be a case of toivus. If that's you say the bracha, those who are chayavim, says the Magarvam 4 points. Number one, negate the katan. Why is it chayavim? It's lava ornish. Everyone knows Bokshim Shani's on the father, it's his achayis. The kid's not a bar ornish. Elamai says the second point, the Magarvam. Elmai Chirvim goes back to the father, he is responsible. Is it nice for a child to say about his father, he's Chayovim? Keep it over aim, Mazayin over here. Elmai can tell me a third point in the Magarvam, change the Nusach. Don't say the Lashon of Chayovim, say the Gemara's Nusach, left out the word Chayovim. Says the Magarvam, that's Mashan Mabesh Tavach Chachomim. Says the Magarvam a fourth point, maybe it is he is Chayovim, and the Gilgal, once upon a time, he did not vary as a Gilgal, and now he has to do tshuva for that. And therefore, he is Chayovim, who says he's a Gilgal. Therefore, building upon these 4 points over here, at the end of the day, Magarvam says, we have no Makar, Elchur, a chasern for him to make the bracha. Therefore, the Maaseh Shaul does not say the bracha of Agayim Chayovim Toivus. Why again? Not mitzad his Shvachodo, not mitzad the Sugim Chinuch over here. Therefore, it's brought down this way by the El Rabo, the Prima Godim, the Behetim, the Shire Farm, the Graz. The words of Mishmos have gone gimel, even with Tzad Chiduch, there is no Chiv Tzad against the Lahidois. And therefore it's passed away by Chaim Noh, by Shlomo Zalman, Chaim Knievsky. There's no reason to say Lahido. Asad Hasheni, the Yavitz, over here in the Simon Reish Yates, the court's been... Mishmos Lashon, there is no Chiv. Sounds like maybe you should have been to give a Zilzal to your parents. Tzad Hasheni, the Yavid says, he doesn't understand. First of all, if you go to the Gemara's Lashon, the Nusach over there, that Grimel Lehem Toivim, so we see it's not Makiv. Don't say the word Chayovim. So what's wrong with the Gemara's Nusach? El Elmai with your Nusach of Chayovis, Chayovim Toivim. What's Chayovim going back on? Does it mean that people in generally are Chayovim? What does it mean that you personally are Chayovim? What's the title? The Lashon of Chayovim Toivis. Chayov means Bekalius. People are usually guilty, are usually Chayev, just because you walked in at that moment. People, not you, are generally Chayev over here. But it doesn't mean you silly per se. So the Yavitz are bringing your ayah. A person who's a tzaddik does not say this bracha. A person who's no chaton won't say this bracha. A kid just came out of mitzvah, he won't say this bracha. So it means Bekalius. People in general are usually Chayovim. Doesn't mean this person per se is that way. Void. Still argue the points. Circle Soif is a case of chinuch over here. Fine, chayovim. You can't say it. We have mechanech a child over here. Well, mice chinuch is dindu abon over here. He has other reasons why. Mice, why can we say it for? The if the yavit seems to disagree, says you should say the a cotton this bracha. And on the page of Kveger, on the Magarvam, he quotes the sefer Lach Mitoido, and the Chida also does. They passing a child. The mice should they make this bracha? That's see the chaslalofim. His name was Rabbi Yishaya Basan. Rabbi the Ramchal. Rabbi of the Ramchal. Ramchal was in the 1700s. Rabbi is towards the time of the Shachataz, I guess, at the end of the time. They look at the Bnei Svart, the Orlitzion, the Chazon Avadio, and the Yad Yosef in this new print, he changed the file like his father. He came along and said, Maisi, you do make a bracha in case of a cotton. So Maisi, look among the Svarim, it seemed to be a machlekes. Numerous places from Maisa saying a Kotan should not make the bracha. Mishua passes this way, and I've never seen by the Bnei Ashkenaz for Kotan to make a bracha. Negeta, Bnei Svard, I'm not clear what they do. It sounds like just read the Yaakov Yosef, the Olet Zion, the Maisa, they sound like they should make the bracha. Ben Ishchai says, depends on what the minhag hamakom is. If you do, if you don't, some do, some don't. And since Eliezer has an interesting tshuva, so what's the reason why you cannot say it? Because zilzul can mean mechayiv appearance. It's because let's say the katan is the yosam. He has no mother, he has no father. So he came in mechayiv his parents over here. He says, number one, it's how the sugya of a lay plug. One katan, yeah, one katan, not. But he says, why can't you? Why can't you be chayovim? Sometimes kids are responsible for their children, for their parents' actions. And therefore, even after they pass away, maybe still shy of this concept. He brings rais to this yisoid. Kind of, therefore, all children, at least for the Bnei Ashkenaz, the Meisen, not to make the bracha at all. You could ask a question, what's saying the age is 13? And who's saying La Bar Oinshin? Minas Shemaim, what's Bar Oinshin? Everyone knows from Sarah is 127 years old, Chuf Kachof. Someone when his Chuf is La Bar Oinshin, so maybe he should not make a Goymel until the age of 20 years old. So the people come over here on the Dhamma, on the Magar Brahm, brings out this point. He says, no, you're La Bar Oinshin maybe in Shemaim. But in this world, Bidei Odom, Meisen gets Kilo, get Malkus. So you are chayom and mice in this world. Therefore, the Pimgonim says it stops at the age 13. It's from bringing down that way the Marsham, Maram Shik, and others, that once you hit the age 13, you do make a case of a goymul. This is one interesting case they discuss. Let's say a person went to the Matzah of Sakono when he was 12, and he comes out and now he's 13. For example, you fly to Eretz Yisrael for your bar mitzvah. You fly, Tuesday, Wednesday, you land, Thursday, your bar mitzvah. Come to Kriyas HaTorah, you say a goymul. So Kona was when you're 12, but the first opportunity you have to make the Shvach Vaydol is your bar mitzvah ready. Do you say the case of a goymul now? Because now you are bar mitzvah. So Shlomo Zalman and Cheshloni Chalabais and Tshuva back and forth about this question, is it going into the Matzah of Sarkono? Is it coming out of the Matzah of Sarkono? Let's see, even he says, you went into a boat, and he came out mitzvah on the boat, and he came out a week later, 2 weeks later, after bar mitzvah, even that he's not sure. Because maybe once you're in the Matzah, you went in the Matzah, you're allowed to go in that time. You went in Sarkono, where you put yourself in that Matzah, you're not a godly yet. He said, Tzorchi L'maiser, don't ask him. Maiser, I see that the Gildan that came out a couple years ago, and the is question to my late Mechayim and the Svar Shabbat is Maisa. I'm giving Shvach an act that happened beforehand, but Maisa, I was in Sakono, and right now I'm a person who is Shaykh to Chayovim. I can be guilty once you pass the age of Bar Mitzvah, and therefore say to Maisa, you do make a bracha. Therefore, it's the Mendel Shachran, Rav Yachmir Stern, Rav Tali Nussbaum, Rav Shmuel Yosef Stern, you're all the done with Nei Bach, all say to Maisa, if you come out and now you're a Godel, you do make a bracha. The Ishtak is swore for that. Because the Maisa, right now you're in the Matziv or Shaykh to the Bracha. And therefore you should make the Bracha. Fine, so you get a cotton as the first case of the Mung Avram against the Machlikis, the Bnei Ashkenaz, like the Mishnah Brua, the Maisa, we do not make the Bracha. The Bnei Svarad sounds like in the Swarm, the Maisa, they do make the Bracha. The second case of the Mung Avram is the case of Noshim. Now, I like to divide up Noshim to two Chalokim. This is Beklalius Noshim, whether you're going to the Yam, basically Surim or Chayla, and this is the case of Yoledes. Make it two different groups, and someone said Yoledes is different. So first, the Klolis Negev to Noshim, again the Magavram starts off, he quotes a Knesset Zagdoyla, and says, it's me over here, why in the world do Noshim and Maisa not make this bracha? Ends off the Magavram, why can maybe it's in the Vashos, and it sounds like he left it as is, the women of Maisa do not make a bracha. The Lachak Tanis is brought down by the Be'er Hatim went this way, the Al-Rabba seems to go this way, and the Chanishal Maisa Paskins, the women do not make a bracha. Also brought down that way by Shlomo Zalman, Devi Yassav, Kloisterberger has a tshuva about that way, same thing. Rabbi Nasher Klein, Al-Yashiv, Shai Dublitsky, Chai Pinevsky, they pass the Maisa, women do not make a bracha. At all. What's the Svar behind it? So the Svar bring down four separate reasons. Go through each one. First, the Magavram said the Maisa, why not? Why the whole entire thing is a rishos. Again, we'll start off in the beginning. The idea to say it's a shos is a chiddush otzum. The Taz is very clear against it. The Torah is very clear against it. The Pesukim do not seem to go like the Magavram. Pash the Birch HaGoyim in the case of a Chiyuv Mamash. The second reason, the Loch HaKtanis and Ke'in Zan the Mishnah Berurah, Kol Kvuda Bas Melech Pnimio. The idea of Lav Arch Ara for women to make the bracha in front of men, and the words of the Rambam is Oimim Beinehem Ulav Arch. They have to stand in midst of them, among them, to make the bracha here. Since the chesaron of tznius, therefore we're not misakin, it's in making birchas hagoymel. the Vayah that point out this Mahalach, is the only time we really see the idea of Kol Kavoido affects Halacha is the get of things that are Chumras, Mahadrim. We know like by Chanukah Neiris, is in the Mahadrim and Mahadrim able to like the own Neir, to make your own Bracha. Therefore they say the reason why women outside not to make the Bracha Kol Kavoido Bas Melech Pnimo is mitzav the inin of she's becoming the mitzvah anyway with her husband, so don't put on the mahadrin. But to knock away our locho as in the kalkuda basmelach pnimo, where do we ever find this concept? Not that simple to knock away a din of a gremel. Tzrich lohidus, arba tzrich lohidus, there's a chiv over here. How can you knock away this locho? Mishmus and lav orach aro. How can you knock away a locho mitzav lav orach aro? The third reason over here, the way that Al Rabba brings down, he said, just like by cotton, the reason it says Amar Avram is not to make a bracha, could come to Mechayiv the father Zilzal. The Gemara Shabbos Daf Lamed Beis says, why do women get punished? Why because of the chatan with their husbands? I ain't chumming the Gemara. Sounds like the women are always tzedek. Mashenkin, why are they getting punished for? It's not the chatan of the husbands over here. Come on, the Pima Godim, it says, okay. The Maisa, they also might have their own Averis. And why are you saying it's because the husband's over here? Maisa, they also do their own Chatoim sometimes. And therefore, why is it Zilzal for them to make the Bracha? They're also Chayovim. They also might get punished beside the husbands. They themselves also responsible for their own actions. The fourth reason, the Viyatza, when he has a tshuva about it, he wants time to, because when he says over the Bracha, with the Nusach, with the tune, the Bayav Kol Isha. Kol Isha. Also Yesh Lodin, so tell them not say with the tune, say it straight, without a nusach over here. So if you read the tshuvas, it's very clear they're coming to Minyash of the Minig. Even the Magar Rom is coming from, everyone's coming to Minyashim, why the Minig is for Noshim not to make a bracha? That means it's not a clear why. It's called Isha, called Kvuda, why the Oish beside the husband. It's not that simple, it's a Rishos, where it's coming from. Maisa, that is the Minig, and they say, Hanach Lehem Yisrael. The question is, how do you end off Hanach Lehem Yisrael? There are two ways to end off. Or Nachla Mishol, what should you show Gmalti Mezidim? Big Nachmina had to end off. Here it sounds like it's saying Ein Neviim, the Bnei Neviim. Well, the Meister, there are those, the Meister, Minik is to Michael. At Tzad Hasheni, the Magravam is calling this Knesset Agdoilo. Look up the Knesset Agdoilo, his maskon is, it should make a bracha. He said, it's me upon the Minik, and therefore Echlami, make a bracha. He said, Echlami, women should. The Chidah brings down, why not? Make a bracha. The Graz, the Baal Tanya says, they should make a bracha. The Chayotim passed this way. The Sharafayim passed this way. Maaser Kech, the Choshulchan said, there's no reason, ancient time, why women should not make a bracha. It says, would they think not to make a bracha? Because the Minhag is due by Kriyas HaTorah, women not by Kriyas HaTorah. Otherwise, why should they make a bracha here? The Banish Chai, the Kavach Chayim, the Shulchan HaTorah, and the Chayim, no. The Moshe, his last tshuva that he wrote, Or Chayim, Chelkeis, and Yudalid, in the tshuva over there, he writes a couple lines over there. He writes in small letters. This is the last tshuva he wrote in his lifetime, B'Ksav Yad. He says in the tshuva that he wrote it three times. It took him a couple of hours to write a couple of lines. And he writes, Ve'ein tam l'chalik. There's no svar to mechabti, men and women. It's a mitzvah, say, Shlo yizman gromo, which women are chayiv. And the Gemara Bob Kamel after Tzvov says, whether it's tzchar or English or anything else, that's the same thing. Men and women are equal over here. And therefore, there's no svar to mechalik. And therefore, the loch is that a person should make a bracha. Rav Gusman went this way, or Latin, the Chavdas, they should. So if you look among the Gula Paiskim, it seems that most Paiskim say women should make a bracha, a Gemel Beklolius. The Gam Kidu, that's not the Minig that way. Magav himself points out, the Minig is Maisa not to make a bracha. On the side to make a bracha, how in the world should a person make the bracha? How to go do it? Yeah. Mishmur is also not that clear. Minig or not to.
He said,
"Back." He said, "How to?" But if you go do it, how to go? My son, how to go make the bracha? Yeshu custom call makom. Yeshu custom. Don't say himself says. He has no maskana. It sounds like. My son, if you do make the bracha, how to go do it? So the pashas is, if you go do it, the loch is there's no chintim men and women. Therefore, the loch and sif gimel is that we make a bracha in front of 10 people. If you look up the Chayodim and the Graz and Shire Prime, Azuker, or Shulchan and Shai, they say there's no difference in front of 10 people. Losh in the Knesset Gdolo, and the way the Mishmur seems to go like the Chidah is a drop different Losach, they say it's Roy in front of 10 people. Now, the Esem, the Losh is the words of the Makarvam is Ish Echad Oynoshim. Oynoshim. The words of Mishnah Berurah is Ish Echad Vinoshim. Now the question is where exactly the Mishnah Berurah is calling the Behetiv, how they get there for the Makarvam. One saying Ish Echad Oynoshim, one saying Ish Echad Vinoshim. Is it Toy Sefer? Does the Vinoshim mean Oynoshim over here? Not clear exactly how the Mishnah Berurah understood this from the Makarvam. Now, Pasha, when it says Vin Noshim or Oy Noshim, what does Noshim mean? It means 10 women. 10. That means, Lachor, we have a choice of either one man or 10 women. Now, where in the world are getting one man from, where 10 women from? Lachor, it's far as simple. The Locha, again, in Sif Gimel is that we pass in the Chathil, you have to have 10. If you only have one, it's a Machalik, it's a Yoitz, not Yoitz, and then be Chayza, believe Bracha. So, for Noshim, we're Semich Panashit, the one man license is enough. We know women don't take on chumras; they take on sometimes even das echidim lalocha. They take on the sheet as brought down by the mechaber. And one man is enough. That's why it says one man. No. The mechaber brings down that b'diyevid one is enough. Sif Gimel brings it down. That's shal nesugya. Is it tzarich is dafka lav dafka? The Torah says tzarich is only hatchil, not b'diyevid. So the ma'aseh, that's why one man is enough. What's the side of Noshim? Lachor, they mean 10 Noshim over here. So, the idea, Lachor, you say, you could argue the point, the wisdom of Kor for 10, Kigmar brings down a pasuk, it says Kahal. Now, we know that Kahal is 10 for the case of Meraglim. Meraglim are 12, Yeshua and Kolob is not counted, there were the Tzaddikim over there. And therefore, we're left with 10. Wisdom of Kor for a minion? From Kahal, from the case of Meraglim, Eidah. So the same idea. So over there we know the Lochi is an Ish that's Gadol. Over here, how in the world we get the idea of Kahal to mean the case of Noshim, the Chor should be like the case of Eidah, like Ruachim, should be a case of Ish and Gadol. So the Shem rings down, the Chor they said over here, to pierce the Nes. We know to a parse of the Nes, Lav Dafkanin a man, for example, poor Meshul surpassed the year, you have to have a case of 10 people by the Megillah Lening, poor Meshulish. Otherwise, you shall be Yates, the Mitzvah Nak, and Shloim is Vanoi. Come to the place, come to the place, one time, either can have 10 men or 10 women. But women want to hear with 10 other women, not other women. That's to say that Nichli get a Pierce of an ace, so the Sukkah Pierce of. The Shalom of Meister, the Chorim say, Bechta Bayez, or Moshe Tshuva, Elichat Space, being down from his uncle, Shalom Zaman Orbach, Chavadas. Meister says Kahal. Kahal, the Chorim means an Ish, that is what? Is a man that's a Gadol. Who does not mean a case of Noshim? Our sugya is not a sugya of Pierce of an ace. It's not like a sugya of Purim over here. Who is a sugya of Kahal? Kahal means men that are over by mitzvah. So how in the world is the Mishnah Berurah saying Noshim? Bishlam, you tell me Ish Echad, one man. Fine, you say Mechan, the Medievet de Geshito, that's four times Sif Gimel, the Torah Shito. But Noshim, 10 women, where's it coming from? Where's the Makar for that? Not that simple, where the Makar for that is. And therefore, Moshe ends off saying, not that way. He says, Echami, women have a chiyah to make a goymel. What? One man or one lady. But that's it. Not more than that. There's no reason to mechayev them more than one man or one lady over here. So come down, negate to women, beklolius. What are you going to do? Negate to a goymel, there are three shitas over here. There's a maravam that the minig is not to make a bracha at all. The second shita is, the women do make a bracha, not to mechalek. The words of the Mishnah Berurah is, one man and 10 women. Tashlishi, you have a Moshe Shito. Make a bracha, one man, one lady, Nelamais is enough. You could ask a question, built upon Siv Dalit. We have a shallow woman, should make a bracha or not? By Abstinius over here. Why don't you, the husband, go and make the bracha, and the women to go listen and say Amen? Let the man say the bracha. Now, we've seen Siv Dalit that by Oyavoy, Rabbi, someone else can make the bracha. So why not the same thing? The husband makes the bracha, and the Isha says Amen. And Be'etzim Nishibuot Tzivkot Nyid Zayin, he brings down, in the case of Yeledis, Noigim Tzas, the husband makes the bracha, and those will say Amen, quoting a Mokar Avram. And therefore, the Yavis, the Eli Rabbah says, that's the correct Hanukkah. Women have a chiyuv when they fly, or the chaylo, the srapo, the husband should make the bracha, and they should say back the case of Amen. Besim, this halacha of Zavdalit is not that simple. Don't saw already the case in the Torah, in the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef says that true, we have a sugya over here in the Gemara, that these different Amoraim came and made a bracha, but maybe dafka because they were rabbi. And we know by bracha osan isim, you can make a bracha for your rabbi. So who didn't neget a goyim make a bracha for your rabbi? Who says tam a person oiva you can't? And therefore, at the end of the day, the Beis Yosef says, goyim by anyone makes a bracha on oiva, yell and scream at the person. You should not make this bracha. Darkei Moshe, come along and disagrees. Says he can't make the bracha. Machloek is Beis Yosef versus Darkei Moshe. Well, after the Mechaber Maklor. Meis is a shayla. Therefore, it comes up and says, a rabbi of Badi can make a bracha. Oyevoy, Darkei Moshe says, Meis he can. Beis Yosef says he can't. Therefore, coming to the Mishnah Berurah, he says it's Sivkotin Yudches, and the next Sivkotin. He says the loch is Dafko, Pasim, not like the Mechaber, Dafko Rabbi, Dafko Oviv, but not Oyevoy. And he sends it to the Bialocha. He sends it to the Bialocha, what about husband to a wife? Husband to a wife. What's a loch on Bibich Shosin Nisim? The husband and wife, can they make a bracha one for another? Just like Rabbi and Oyevov. So over there, it says the Bialocha, Kotza Vudavram, says you can't. Says the Bialocha over here also, you can't. Why Dafko Rabbi or Oviv? But Ishtar Gufa would not say negate this halacha or by case of Shosin Nisim, and therefore one person cannot make a bracha for others. And therefore, the Swam Bizmanenu found the Shavua and even the Orlatsian and Mechayb Kiyesh, they come along the Paskin, that a husband cannot make a goymel, and the women say, Amen. That means certain Swam bring down this Eitz of what to go do, they're not following the Mishnevua. Mishnevua says a husband cannot say the bracha, and the wife say Amen for it. The Suga that says that you can, it may be Dafka case of Rabbi. It brings, and Yud Zayin brings down the Eitzah, and Yud Ches he says we don't pass like it. So Ksas Noyim and Yud Zayin. He's not Chayz. He said that those who do a based upon the Mechaber Shito, and Yud Ches says we don't pass like the Mechaber. Bottom line, he says you should not. The husband should not make a bracha for his wife. That's the bottom line Mishmur comes out with. He says, I am Bialocha, and he's marked about this, not to make a bracha.
Isn't it better
to you should say it. Why? He's a bayi, he's a bracha lakalak. He'll say it. You should not say it, let her say it. Now, that's the get to a woman with clothes. The get to Yelada, someone who gives birth over here. Is it the same sugya? Is it two different sugyas? What's Mechalik over here? So, first, those who Maisa by Yeletz who say this bracha of Agonim, you have to realize the Chor, they're not going to Svara or Kol Kvud Bas Melech Pnimo because they're saying the bracha. They're not going to Svara Kol Isha, saying the bracha. So, when women fly, Lo Shemano ever and Isha go make the bracha. They don't go to the here Kvud Svara with the husband, who does make the bracha. Yet, by Yeletz, it sounds like numerous Noshim do make the bracha. So, Shalas, what really happened over here? Pashas, the Yisrael Chaim Gnevsky, Yishai Dabliski, should be the same exact sugya. That's the Pashas. And therefore, if you don't make a bracha by flying, you can't make a bracha by your lettuce. Make a bracha when you're a lettuce, you should make a bracha when you're flying. Pashas, there is no chilik. Sana Sheni, they bring down the Liash of Maisa, held there was a chilik over here. Others held the Maisa was a chilik. The Shalas, two ways. Maybe it's more kal, and maybe it's more chomedic. We'll go through the different svaras and shitas over here. First, halacha to get to Yeledes, come on the ground says that Yeledes does the maaser make a bracha. It's sad, she was a chaylish to strapple. We're talking about Chaim Noh, Shlomo Zalman passed in this way by Yeledes, Sliezer, Rav Halbushtam, Michav Adas, Shai Dabliski, Chodeshani, others passed in this way. Sad Hashem, they'll say there's no chilki this and the mini Mikvalius. Therefore, the Matalevi and the Stiplum, Chaim Knievsky, and make a bracha, they say, my son, not to make a bracha. We have a clear machlokes to klai yisrael, what to go do. But sound why it's more kal over here, why a person should not make a bracha, more than the case with klolius, they come along for three different reasons. That means the shtumach has a shuvah and he wants a taino, that shuvah maybe all women should make a bracha. But in this case, this chayla over here, is it darker shalom? See, it says people get pregnant. Most of them might still survive. 99.999% of the people have no problems. Therefore, do you make a game over here, something special over here, something unique over here? No problem. Therefore, what's said in the loch is, a person, even if you, women do make a game, but not by case of your lettuce, tell them. Second, the Artsvi says, the nusach of the bracha is a game chayovim. Chayovim? What's your chayovim? Because no yisur and belichet. But the case you led is the darker shaloilam. That's not because you did not very well. Because when you come pregnant, this is what happens. So what's the loss of the chayom for? Come on, we say for matalevi. We don't know what we're discussing. Over here, it's a mitzvah to come pregnant and have children. Negate the mitzvah, a person can say the loss of the chayom. Chayim, guilty. I'm doing the mitzvah, shaboy. Leave the one, taina.
She didn't have to get the judge then, though.
Oh, so we'll get it. I'm saying this first. One side. One side. First, those are the sources why the Pesach will be done. Even the Tzadi, women do make a bracha, not over here. At Tzad HaSheni, they come to a perfect stack against these sources. Some of the Olam over here are saying, Mitzad, the idea is the darker Shal Olam, and therefore it's not Nichol Gerev Sakono. Maisa, we're Michal Shabbos, she eats the Yom Kippur over here. It's Mekoch Nevesh Mamish. So, Maisa, she's a Kaimon Keth Koch Nevesh. We drive a car in Shabbos. It's a lot of Koch Nevesh. So what? The Tevis be saved over here. But let's make a Koimel, give Shvachta, don't catch Bachel, it's Eidos, let's Koch Nevesh. It's not the Lashon of Chayov is the Teva. Maisa is the Teva, not the Maisa will mock of Yisurim, will mock of Tzar. And Be'etzim, Shom Zalman, the Truma, to argue against these words over here, the whole idea of the Etzim Tel Bonim, that's Mitzad, the Inch of the Chet Shaboy. The whole Makar is, this is our punishment, it's reminding us of our fate, of Chava, what happened over here. Makar, this is Mamish, Yisrael Shaboy. Why the idea that Matt Levy says, B'mok a mitzvah, you won't make a bracha. Why? Because you're Chaykh B'chayom, mok a mitzvah. He says, you take a boat to Eretz Yisrael, you're Ila, to mok a mitzvah over here. That can make a bracha. No, the Maisa, you went in a boat, mok a zakoni, you make a bracha. Whether it's that's a nusach a bracha Shaboy. Whether for other reasons, the Maisa, that's a bracha. Say thanks to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Therefore, some Shlomo Zalman Farkar, this is Mamash Yechel over here. Your Mamash sick over here. You Koch Nevesh Mamash Avad, you make a bracha. Shlomo Zalman says Yiledes, Avad makes a bracha over here. Avad, you should. But he says Yiledes, more of a reason to make a bracha, she brings the carbon. She brings the carbon. We don't have a base of makes, man is there. But she brings the carbon. Avad, she say, over here, Shvach Vaidah. The Maisa is brought down in the Mesfar, the Minig Yushalayim, is the Maisha that they do make a Goymel. This is Liashiv says, where he came from, they did make a Goymel, but Yishalayim make a Goymel. That means he himself changed, because that's what we do. Shai Dabliski says, Minig Yishalayim, Chai Vyeski says, Minig Yishalayim. Now, Maisha, when I grew up, Flatbush, Maisha, I never heard a woman ever make a Goymel. Maybe I have not gone around to too many places, never heard such a thing. But over here, Maisha, everyone Maisha makes a Goymel. Now, there are. If I remember my mother, what she used to do, she used to go to shul and hear Kedusha or Kaddish. You go to Rutner and the first time out of the house, they go hear Kedusha. Correct? Okay, thank you, Zaidi. Okay. It's my father, my heir, so that's. Yeah. So, Maisa, first, there seem to be different Beit Hachlamot, convalescent houses, that can see what exactly Noshim do. There used to be one in Sirotsky, and they tell me closed down. And there's what?
It's a seminary
there. Seminary there now. And there's one in Telstone. So, I've been in Telstone, and you go there on Monday and Thursday. It's very sweet, very nice, but Grace and Tyra, they all lined up on the other side of the Mechitza, and one after another says a brach over there, and you say, Amen. It's very nice. Maisa, first, one shaila is, since when did Telstom become Yerushalayim? It's not more not the Gvul, they don't keep Purim, they get to the, they're not Purim Shulish, they kept Purim on a Friday this past year over here. Since when they come Yerushalayim? Elamites are clearing where the women come from, what finds the get of the brach over here. So first, really there are two questions over here. One is, you have to know, someone who, let's say, is a Ben Chutzlar, he comes to Yerushalayim. Does he make a brach? That's one question. That means, they bring down that Chaim Knievsky, his Rebbetzin, Zatzal, as you say, Alva Shalom, right? That Sheila Meisa, when she gave birth, first couple of kids, she went to state in her Beit Achlama of her Shver. She went up to her Shver, which is Alva Yashiv, in Yerushalayim, she stayed there. So it's brought down over there, when she was in Yerushalayim, she said Brechsa Goymel. In Bnei Brak, she did not say Brechsa Goymel, because not in Yerushalayim. So first I thought, well, she gave birth in Bnei Brak. And then she came here, and she moved here, and she said, a Goymel. My son, people show me in the Rebbetzin Kanievsky book in English, it said over there that there was no hospitals in Bnei Brak, the first couple of kids. Therefore, she gave birth in Yerushalayim. She stayed in Yerushalayim by her shver, by the first four kids. She made a goybel, because her shver said that once you are here, minig Yerushalayim, he said, even though my own minig is not the way, but once minig Yerushalayim, my son make a bracha of a goybel. The next four kids, they finally got a hospital over there. She stayed there. She did not say a goybel. We see, first of all, he said over here, that b'chayin of Liashva both saying that even though you are chutznik, but if you give birth and you stay in Yerushalayim, they paskin, they did a meister rav, they made a bracha in Yerushalayim. A gam the kintar balacha of Horowitz, that's all. He wants to tell you how in the world can you go after minig avokim l'chumro, take the chumro l'avokim you came from, where are you going? Not that sadly, you do not make outside Yerushalayim, it's bracha l'vatol over here. The last time you come to Yerushalayim, how can you make a bracha? Fine, but meister, we have a chayim, his rabbitzin, we ask a paskin, minig Yerushalayim meister to make a bracha over here. Says she made a bracha. Okay. Now, once we have this halacha that we go after the minig avokim where you are, let's say you give birth one place and they go somewhere else. You give birth in Yerushalayim and they go to Telstone. You give birth in Nebak, you stay by the Beit Achlama and Yerushalayim. What exactly then do you do? Go after we gave birth where you are. So, the score of the svar is, and I heard a Berkut say, you go after the place where you're making the bracha. Where are you making the bracha? Because you go after the Megamach where you are, not where you came from. So even though I gave birth to Yerushalayim, Kasha, you go to Telstone, I do not know why the women of there are making the bracha. Especially if you're a chutznik. If you're a chutznik, what happened? You're a batzim, chutzlaris, no one here, I think, made a bracha. You come to Yerushalayim, then you go to Telstone. So, Marashach, you are a chutznik, in a mokum where you don't make a bracha, but you make a bracha mitzad what? Because you lived a couple of months in Yerushalayim, a year or two in Yerushalayim. How exactly does that work over here? So when I was in Telstone, I asked the lady, why make a bracha? She's very simple. The lady in front of her is making the bracha. It's the lady in front of her, why is she making the bracha? Because the one in front of her is making the bracha. So everyone make, because one person who actually was from Yerushalayim, she made the bracha, and then they all line up, and every Monday and Thursday, that's how it goes on over there. Otherwise, it's not clear exactly where they got it from. No, some people that come from Yerushalayim, Ulai. Ulai. Again, if you lived in New York right now, you'd not make the bracha. So why are you making the bracha now? You live in Beitar right now. What is Beitar? You make a bracha there? Why make a bracha? You make a Yerushalayim? Why make a bracha? But right now, what is she? Especially if you're chutznik. Again, if you tell me not chutznik, I can hear this hard. But maybe she's the etzem of Bas Yerushalayim. But people here for a year or two, what makes them? No, they one after another. They don't do it. Is it better? Of course it's better. Well, maybe we have to learn the Sugya more to see. That would sort of be one thing. Now, what? Yeah. I just want better. That we can. Now, there seems to be another and Hogan Klal Yisrael, again, non Yerushalayim, at least where I was brought up, that the first thing you do is after a person goes out of the house, go to hear either Kriyas HaTorah, or Baruch Hu, or Kedusha. So where's the Makor for that? That's my story, what I saw when I was young. So first, negate the idea of Kriyas HaTorah. So really, the Eli Rabba bring down this Makor for the Torah's time, the Sugya and Sanhedrin. Over there, the Eli Rabba explains when a person says Baruch Hu, based upon the Hatzik Dilem of Perikov, says that over there, Chaydu Lai, Baruch Hu Shemai, give Chaydu Lashem, you say Baruch Hu Shemai, you say Baruch Hu. Therefore, when we say Baruch Hu Hashem, that is the Indian of Haidah, and therefore the Baal, when his wife gives birth, should get Aliyah, Shei Baruch Hu, have in mind to give Shvach Haidah that his wife gave birth over there, and she should say Amen. We're talking about Eli Rabba. This idea of being Baruch Hu, whether the Chazan saying Baruch Hu, or Kriyas HaTorah saying Baruch Hu, that's why the Eli Rabba want to tell you why we do it by Kriyas HaTorah. So in the Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu is a concept of Haidu Hashem. We Shvach to Hashem. Say Amen to the Amen al Bir Chosoi. On the bracha it says. Now, this is again brought down by the Mogad Gibarim, Shai Ephraim. Now, there is a Shiloh, so Zam brings it down. There is a Shiloh, what does it mean, this Eli Rabba? He means this is the Mokum of a Gaimel? Well, no, it's not an Indian, a concept of giving Shvach Vaidah to Kodesh Baruch Hu. What's the side over here? What's the concept? True of Allah say, go here, Baruch Hu. But what, under what category are we putting under? So the Debit Sino, Rabbi Moshe and Shuvah and Chelaches and his brother-in-law B'tzavah Chokmah Chelavav that the Shuvah about the one time that he lost his kol hadeis is Baruch Hu. you kaim ha goimel, you have a shalom on mitzad, maybe women should make a bracha, not make a bracha. Husband gets an ali over here, to the bracha Hashem and Lavorah. He has a mind for a daughter, to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore she says, amen, whether the bracha or not. That makes him a kaim the in of a goimel. Atzal Hashem, the Tzaduch HaDashani, and Madani Osher, there's no haidu in the nusach of the bracha. It's haidu Hashem, Baruch Hu Shemoy. But where's the haidu? Where's the shach? Where's the thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu? It's a concept, it's the idea. Saying when you give Haidu Hashem, say Baruch Hu, Haidu Hashem, you say Baruch Hu B'Shmoy. But that itself is a goimel, that's a chiddush also. Where's that goimel in saying Baruch Hu? So it's not that simple to make kaimel with Baruch Hu. The minhag that I was grew up with, my parents, my mother, my father tells me on the phone that he agrees with me, that my mother did, that she used to go and hear the first time out of the house, when there was a shloim bakum tzarech, that means you leave the house, stam azayit bakum tzarech, there's no problem. The first time a person should leave the house, the shloim bakum tzarech, should go to shul, and hear kedusha. Hear kedusha. So it's very hard to find the makor for this inyan, a why to hear kedusha. The ma'aseh the tshuva by the river Sefraim, the chelkei, he says the first time a person leaves the house, he's one of mekadoshim shemaim, you should hear the inyan of kedusha. My mother, I remember, when every single time she come to mincha the shul by all of her kids, and hear kedusha. Whether my father davened or not, I don't remember. You davened? I don't think you davened, right, Sadie? He doesn't remember. But the Maisa is, L'chadzat Kedusha, Yehir Kedusha, M'kash Shem Shemayim. L'chur, if you read the reverse of Friday, it's not saying that's Nichol Gedev HaGoymol. It's dumb. You leave the house, the first thing Shalit Tzarek, M'kash Shem Shemayim. She studied the concept, a beautiful thing. But not a Goymol. So it comes down to Geir, to Goymol, to Geir, to Noshim. There's, again, two levels. The Becholius, in the case of Yoled, it's Becholius, again, numerous places that you should, the Minig Oil Mice is not to. Negev to Yeledis, somehow the Minig Yushlaim is the Mice yes to, and the extension of Yushlaim, tells us, including, they seem to make the Berchs of Agaimel, Yeshulim, why that's so over here. Now, once we make this Berch of Agaimel, those who do, it's first to say Negev to a case of a Mapel, similar with Mapelas, Mice, even though it's the same Sakhono, the Minig Mice is not to make case of Agaimel, and Gavi Yeshulim, why that's so. But the main question over here is that when a person over here makes the bracha, when should they make the bracha? That means we know, or we saw from the beginning of the chabura, that when you're a yoyde yam, you don't make the bracha when you're a yoyde, when you come out. A chayla, she's a nisrapo. So she gave birth. When is she nisrapo? When is she healed? What's man? I mean, until when should a person, when should they make the bracha? That means a loch and sivvob discussing until how long you have to make a gaimel. Is it 3 days, 5 days, 30 days? Lo'olam. The Mechaber brings down the Chachila 3 days. The Beis Yosef brings down the Ben Yonah, the Rashba, 5 days. Mishmua sends you to the Ruah, 30 days. Mechaber says, but the Eved Lo'olam can make a bracha. What's the correct man? If by Yoledis makes a bracha, when to go make the bracha? So first we know, Bekholi is Negeta Yoledis. When she gives birth, when is she sick? The Gemara in Shabbos says, she has a zman of 3, 7, and 30. 3 is Koch Nefesh, Yidi Yom Kippur. 7 is Akshash. And then after 7 is the Cholish Ein Beis Akono until 30 days. So what's this man of a Yiledis, once she makes a bracha, when to make the bracha? Says the Kavach Chaim, very simple. Ayin Simen Tov Reish Yud Zayin Yom Kippurim. She's a Akshash Koch Nefesh till 7 days. Make that Goymel and afterwards, on day 8, by the case of the Bris, afterwards. Chazon Avadio, the Yitzchak Chaim Zonnefeld has a shiva about it. Itanya, unless she's very weak, then Eichlami, not after 7 days. Otherwise, you have to wait 7 days. The Betzinas has a tshuva 10 to 14 days, not clear where it came from. Maisa bin the Ben Achlama, and the women that come there, and they just got out of the hospital, and they say right away, the bracha of a goymel. And I asked them, why that's so? So, because you can't make the goymel. Say Shvach Vodor Hashem. You got a shtar shechur, you got your freedom from the hospital. But might she make a bracha? When do you get out of the hospital? Depends. You know, my wife one time, we were in the hospital, she gave birth. They left her the whole way all day because they had no beds. The same day, they sent her out to Beit Achlama in Telstone. We got there on the same day of giving birth. And they look at the piece of paper like, you know, you gave birth late? Like, yeah, we know. Beit Achlama, you did the same day. They let you out, start with a shechur. Maisa, the next day, as far as I know, people make a bracha. Why make a bracha for? Maisa's not even one day, it's one day later. We have a bayam tzad sikil koch nefesh. She can eat a Yom Kippur, but yeah, she can make a goymel. She's a chalish and a siyap over here. So Maisa, I've tried to ask the Noshim, and I usually tell my wife to wait. I tell my wife to wait, what she does, I'm not sure sometimes. But Maisa, I tell her to wait. But while it bothered me, I know the women do not wait. Till the Maisa, I see the Issa Bazil or about this question. He said, the Maisa, the Zman Azeh, our Noshim are healthy right away. The Shana, the Teva, the Metzias, our Noshim, they get once get a Shtar Shechor, they can walk around, they have no problem. I asked, they can eat Yom Kippur. They can mamish eat Yom Kippur for 3 days, no problem over here. He says, yeah. When they don't eat, then they get very weak and they mazik them. But once they eat food and they're healthy, and the Beit HaChumrah has a lot of food over there, that's what we like going there, and someone else takes care of the kid, they're not busy with the kid, the mom is, it's wonderful for them. Once they're being pampered, they're healthy. When they're not being pampered, when the kid's screaming and they have to deal with it, and they have no food to eat, they get very sick. But bad, so they can walk around, no problem. So the Teva, the Metzius, the people, when people take care of them, no problem. Now again, it's the Sfora, do I like it or not? Yish Lodim. The Maestro, we know still you have 3 days of Kroch Nefesh. Ulai, Yish Lodim. The Maestro, that's the minute you're getting old, the Beit HaChlamah. Again, you can see it every Monday, Thursday, tons of Lashon there that just got there to make the Brach over there, that's what they do. So again, it has a Sfora to it. Yish Lodim is a good Sfora. Maestro Bezriel says, Allah Maestro, once you get a Shtar Shechur from the hospital is telling you you are healthy as long as you're taken care of. Not taken care of, you have issues. Well, you're taken care of, there's no problem, therefore you can't make the bracha. So again, it comes out, again, if you give birth there, you'll see the woman might say, do make a bracha, whether it's by the shul or by, the best thing I think is always to wait for the bris. Shalom Zachar is usually less than 7 days, not to do that, you should wait for the bris. But if they do a bracha even less than that, fine, you should be this with. The kiddush usually, it's usually not that Shabbos, it's usually the Shabbos afterwards, you make it also the Bechta Gemel by the Shabbos afterwards. You don't want to make a bracha because that's your Messiah. You have to know what to do with Minig Yishlaim, Yishlaim. You have a right to choose not to make a bracha. Ulai Yishlaim over here. If someone else flies over here and makes a bracha by flying, can the Yishlaim say Omni to that? Usually the Shran figure, someone flies in, can say Omni to that. That will lead to the next Chabura if one Gemel can part to the other Gemel. Yishlaim, they can part to one to another over here. After 3 days, no, get from a Chabad says you can. We'll have to say Allah for Maiso. Yeah, Maiso we don't, we usually don't. So, next time we'll go through the simin, sip by sip. That's all. More than a month.